Crews are working right now to remove a damaged pipeline that ruptured last month, spilling hundreds of thousands of gallons of raw crude in a neighborhood in Mayflower. Kim Jordan is a spokeswoman for ExxonMobil, which owns the pipeline, and joins me now on the line. And Kim, you are there. Describe what the process is like as y'all are doing this.
Well, right now the affected section is completely exposed, and the workers are making the second cut, and they're using a device that it's a circular cut, so they fit the device on the pipe, and it circles around the pipe to make the cut. Once the two cuts are made, they'll be lifting the affected portion out and onto a flatbed.
And y'all have been taking great pains to make sure that the pipe is not any further damaged so that you can inspect this?
Yeah, there's a 52-section piece of pipe that's going to be removed. So we've taken precautions so that we're cutting further out, far enough out on either side of the crack so that the affected portion stays intact as it's lifted out.
And what will y'all do with this once it is removed?
It's sent to an independent lab for analysis.
And what are y'all hoping to learn?
We hope to learn the cause of the breach.
And what did y'all have to do to, I understand from when I was out there last week that there was still some oil in the pipeline. What did y'all have to do to clean it out and get it to the point where you could remove the pipe?
All the oil had to be vacuumed out, and we take great precaution to make sure all that residual oil is out before we remove that pipe.
And Kim, can you describe for me what the pipe looks like at this point?
It's a 20-inch piece of pipe. To me, it looks like a, big gray piece of pipe in a very large hole with workers who are in fire retardant clothing. This operation is called hot work. So, only folks who are certified to deal with this kind of work are down in the hole. And that's about it.
How far down
is... It's got a large crane hooked up with a tether to it, so they can remove it when they're ready.
And how deep in the ground is the pipe?
Well, the pipe was, I believe, 2 feet under the ground, but the hole that's there now is, wide enough to allow the workers to get in and out safely, and certainly, at least 52 feet across.
And once you remove the pipe today, any estimate on how much longer y'all will remain on scene continuing to clean up?
No, we've just continued to say that we will be on site until this job is done.
Have any of the family members who were in the neighborhood and who are allowed being back at least some further away, have any of them, to your knowledge, returned?
No, the families have said that, some of them have said that they're comfortable where they are right now, and, they would just prefer to stay where they are until all the heavy equipment is out of here. There are really, really large trucks in the neighborhood, a lot of workers on the scene, and so they have said they're happy where they are. They're happy to stay there until, the neighborhood has been restored.
Okay, Kim, anything else you would like to add?
I just would like to add that the company remains focused on this cleanup, and we're happy to pay for any claims. People are encouraged to call the claims line, even if they think it's something we might not cover, or they think it's, too minimal or whatever. They are encouraged to call that claims line because we are dead serious about paying for the cleanup.
Kim Jordan, spokeswoman for ExxonMobil at the scene where the pipe is being removed from the ground in Mayflower. Kim, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.
This is KUAR.